Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for each life path number for the full moon that's going to be occurring on May 23rd, 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you're interested in learning more about your own personal numerology, your forecasts, or anything to do with the energies that you signed up for in this lifetime, I would love to take a look. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. My beautiful 33 sixes. So you all are going to be working with the vibration of the 42 six. So ultimately, you're going to be working with your own energy of the six, because that is your life path number. But then you have this influencing energy of the 42. And so if I had to pick a key word for you all, it would be courage. And I know when I say that word, you're probably thinking, oh, great, here come the challenges, here come the obstacles. But not necessarily. Really, what this full moon is trying to bring in for you is to help you to maintain your faith in your inner abilities. Do not lose faith by what you're seeing happening outside of you. So I'm going to repeat that because I think it's really important for 33 sixes. Maintain the faith in your inner abilities. Do not lose faith by what is happening outside of you. So it's very possible at this time that you may be feeling one way about a situation, about yourself, about a circumstance, about a person, and you're not seeing that vibration sort of reflected back to you, right? So you might be like, wow, I feel really good. I feel like I'm tuned into whatever. I feel like I'm highly vibrational. But the external is reflecting back to you something very different. And so the purpose of this energy is to bring you back to yourself, to let that be your gauge, as opposed to the external being your gauge. And I know that there's so much talk about, you know, the law of attraction, and when we vibrate at a certain level that we attract that same level. I do agree with that to some extent, but I also believe, and that I've seen through my own experiences and working with clients, that we can be highly vibrational, but we still have to move through this human experience, which is not highly vibrational. So we can be highly conscious in some areas, but we're moving through a world that is of a lower vibration, right? That is of lower consciousness. And I'm not comparing, I'm not saying some people are low consciousness, others are high consciousness, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying collectively, it's a lower consciousness, right? And the goal is to move towards a higher consciousness, and that's part of evolution. So my whole point of going into all this is because, again, I don't want you to get caught up in, well, gosh, I'm doing all these things and I feel really good. And I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm in a higher octave, like, you know, whatever. But then getting discouraged because the external is still bringing the challenges, is still throwing the mud. And you're just like, why is this still happening when I'm doing everything right? Or I feel like I'm doing everything right. And the key to that is to stop looking to the external as your gauge. To stop looking to the external for the validation that you're doing right by you. Ultimately, you need to keep coming back to self and checking in with yourself. How do I feel about how I'm doing this? How do I feel about how I'm contributing into the world? How do I feel about, you know, myself? How do I feel about blah, blah, blah? Not what is the world presenting to me to tell me how I'm doing. And so this vibration of the 42-6 just sort of keeps bringing that into focus. And so it would not be uncommon for you to see a lot of mudslinging at this time. And you having to remember that that is not necessarily an indicator for where you are at on your journey. That's just an indicator for where other people are at on their journey. And it's not a judgment. It's not a holier than thou. It's just a keep coming back to yourself as your gauge. And have the courage to do that. Right. And that can be difficult for a 33-6. That can be difficult for anyone, but it can really be difficult for a 33-6. So I say, keep coming back to yourself, especially during this period, and figure out how to use that tool, that wisdom of being able to come back to yourself as the gauge ongoing. right? So this period can be really beneficial and quite pivotal in helping you to see the power in doing that. Not in the power you can have over others, not in the I'm better than, I'm more enlightened, I'm whatever, but in the power that it can, the peace and the harmony and the balance that it can bring to your life. This can be a beautiful, also a beautiful period to sort of put the focus on helping others in some way. So sometimes when we have a bigger solution or a bigger solution, a bigger problem that we're moving through and we're sort of hyper fixated on that problem, we can often find the solution through helping others find their solutions. So this could be a great time for volunteer work, for getting involved in some kind of community event where your energy and your expertise and your wisdom are being needed, right? Where you're able to give and to share and to nurture others. And it's through that nurturing others or helping others come up with a solution for their problem that we often see, you know, we often come up with a solution for ourselves. And I notice this as well, because like I'll even do this in like readings, right? Like there's, especially when I see people who have very similar energy to my own or life path or whatever, a lot of times I'll catch myself as I'm talking to this person or doing the reading and I'm like, gosh, Kim, listen to what you're saying because it's also for you. You know what I mean? So it's like sometimes through that work of helping others, we're actually helping ourselves as well. If we listen to the message, like if we listen to like what we're actually saying, so much of it, we can also use it, right? Does that make sense? So beautiful energies overall, but I will say that it could feel, if you allow it to feel defeating, it can feel a little defeating at times because you might, again, get so fixated on what's happening on the external and using that as your gauge and losing sight of what's actually happening within you and how you actually feel about something. So keep coming back to yourself, and that's how you're going to get to the place that you want to be. And eventually the rest of the world will catch up, maybe, right? But that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to make sure that, you know, you continue to evolve and progress forward. So anyway, I hope it's a great one. 33 sixes, beautiful energy. Just keep it in perspective, right? Hope it's a great one. Take care, guys. Bye for now.